Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed this morning to be with you, to be a child of God, to know that our Father God is with us wherever we go. This morning, I'm lifting up the people in Florida and Puerto Rico and those that may be in the eye of Hurricane Ian. I'm believing God that he is keeping his children that are in the eye of the storm safe. So please join me in prayer this morning as we get ready to move forward in God's word, trusting in God, knowing that he has us covered, woo, from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. Father God in heaven, I'm lifting up your children today, God, lifting those that are in the eye of the storm, knowing that you, Lord God, are the creator of everything. And it is you, Lord God, who will keep them safe, who will take them through. But Lord God, you will not ever bring us to anything that you will not bring us through. So Father God, I'm praying for those to get through the storm that know you, love you, and those that do not, that they will see how magnificent and wonderful a God you are. Lord God, you said in your word, even to the gray hairs, that you will carry us. Father God, I'm trusting that you are carrying all today, Lord God, that you're carrying us through the storms of life as you carry us through the storms of weather. Father God, I lift up this word this morning, asking you, Lord God, as I do every day, to increase as I decrease. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the words of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. But you, Lord God, are my strength. I say again, you, Lord God, are my strength and my redeemer. I cannot, I will not do this without you. Lord God, I thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, Lord God. Ooh, hallelujah, with hope in a day, a busy day. But I know, Lord God, that I will make every appointment and all things will be for my good because I'm trusting in you, Lord God. I'm trusting in you, Lord God, and I'm believing in you, Lord God, that all things are working for good because I trust in you. So, Father God, I'm praying for my pastor as she gets ready to travel on tomorrow. Lord God, as I prayed yesterday, I pray again today. Keep us safe from all hurt, from all harm, from all danger. Let your angels surround her plane, Lord God. Let your angels surround any vehicle and every vehicle she may be in. And Lord God, let your rhema words fall on each and every participant. But she is a prayer warrior, Lord God, being dedicated to you, God. In the midst, oh God, we ask you to cover all those that are traveling to this destination, to their destination in Arizona. Lord, keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. And Father God, as we go forth in this word, let this word touch hearts, minds, and spirits. And Lord, I ask you to keep my classmates covered as well. Those that have traveled, those that will travel, and those that came to and from the destination of Kentucky that we were in and had a great time. And I know it was you, God, in the midst of the laughter, in the midst of all the camaraderie that came forth. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy toward each and every one of us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for lifting up Jesus and giving your son to us to go to the cross for our sins. And Lord God, as we pray for our country and those that are in the Lord God, I pray for the people of Russia that are having to deal with all the things going on. And I pray, Lord God, that we will not repeat history through fascism and racism and bigotry and people hating just because. Father God, I'm lifting up this planet that you gave us, Lord God. I'm lifting up this world that you gave us, God, that we will appreciate the blessings, the Abraham blessings that you have given us to live on this beautiful planet. So, Father God, as I lift up the word today, I lift up our world today, asking you to lead us and guide us in the way that we should go, that we will not depart from your teaching, that we will not depart from your word, that we will stand on your word, knowing that it is true. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I lift up. And I not tear down. Because I believe that you, Lord God, are working in your chosen to listen in Jesus' name. I pray, believing and thanking you for waking us up this morning, for giving us all new open. If they are able to hear this word, they have been given a second. And so, Father, I lift everyone up today, thanking you and praising you and saying together, amen. I'm getting filled up this morning because I know that God is doing some things. God is doing some things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The enemy was trying his best as I was praying to take my voice. But not today. Not today. I lift up the name of Jesus. And I thank God, mighty word, that will go forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank God for strength. I thank God for this word. I thank God for being who he is, awesome and mighty is our God. And I thank him this morning for waking me up, for starting me on my way, for giving me a voice to speak. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy this morning. So let's get in our word this morning. Please join me in the book of Isaiah. So we're going to be going through chapter 45. Chapter 46, verse 13 in Isaiah. Our title word is coming out of Isaiah this morning. We will be in the 111th Psalm, verses 1 through 6, Proverbs 26, verse 10, and Galatians chapter 5. Woo, I love this word today. We're going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. I am in love with Jesus this morning. I'm in love with my daddy. I'm thanking God this morning for my brother, my friend, my savior. Woo, I'm thanking God for Jesus. And I'm thanking God for each and every one of you. So let's get started, family. Again, we are coming out of Isaiah. And I'm saying it already in advance. It is a great word. If you would like to be a caller instead of listening on social media, the number to call is 213-943-3597. Again, the number to call is 213-943-3597. In the word this morning. Again, please keep Evangelist Teresa in your prayers as she is going through at this time with recovery from surgery, and we are knowing already that she is healed by the grace of God. And it says in our word, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings to open before him and double doors so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, call you by your name, am the God of Israel. Ooh, I love that. You call me by name. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me. Come on now. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Come on now. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who formed it, what are you making? Come on now. Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you beginning? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hand. You commanded, I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hand, stretched out the heavens and all their hosts I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exploit reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord. The labor of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are God, who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together, who are makers of idols, but Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. For thus says the Lord who created the heaven, God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. Excuse me, I declare things that are right. Did you hear that? Our Father God declares things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come draw near together. You who have escaped from the nations, they have no knowledge. Who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a little G God that cannot save. I'm saying it. A wooden image can't save you. A carved ivory can't save you. Jade can't save you. Nothing can save us but God, the one that created the planet, the one that created the universe, the one that created us and breathed the breath of life into our lungs. Hallelujah. And the word says, tell and bring forth together who has declared this from ancient times. Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath or confess. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, all shall be ashamed, who are incensed against them. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. He's talking about Jesus as well. Just God and a Savior. Hallelujah. Chapter 46. We'll come back to the life lesson. And chapter 45 and 46 will come to those life lessons after this scripture is read. And it says, Baal, Bo, Bow, Nebo, Stoop. Their idols were on the beast and on the cattle. Their carriages were heavily loaded, a burden to the weary beast. They stooped, they bowed down together. They could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me, somebody, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age. Come on now. I am he, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Woo, thanking God, because I got that silver head, those gray hairs, and I thank God that he carries me. And it goes on to say, I am made and I will bear and will deliver you, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we should be alike? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it a god, that little G. They prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulder. They carry it and set it in its place and it stands. From its place it shall not move. The one carries out to it, yet it cannot answer. The one cries out to it, and yet it cannot answer. Not save him out of his trouble. How many times have you called on the name of the Lord, and he has answered? I can't name the number of times God has been with me when I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when I called on my Father God, when I cried out, Abba, Father, always been there. All I can say is, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We stand on his word. Not what he said, she said, but what his word said. When you study and read his word, everything else falls into place. He says in his word, remember this and show yourselves men. Recall to mind all you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also do it. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, who are far from right. I bring my righteousness near it, shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger, and I will not place salvation in Zion, but Israel, my glory. Whew. Don't play with God. He's got this word, and he's speaking it through the prophet to us today. This is a today word. This was a yesterday word. This will be a tomorrow word because it is God's word. And we stand on his word. It's not about me. It's not about you, about him. It's all about our Savior, Jesus Christ. We cannot stand alone. Through the storm, through the rain, it is God that keeps us covered. Folks getting all bent out of shape over the rainbow. I have never heard such foolishness. God gave us the rainbow as a covenant. God gave us the rainbow as a promise. I don't care what anybody else is doing with their rainbow. I'm standing on the rainbow of God. Through the storms of life, every time it rains, God gives us the rainbow. I took a picture not too long ago of the full rainbow. As I looked over, first I saw just a part, and then when I got to a certain place, I looked back, and it was the full rainbow of God. We got to stop allowing the counterfeit to knock us off our square. Trust God. Love God. And remember, he will not take you where he will not bring you to. And as we go back into our life lessons, my daily disclaimer, as I tell you to buy this Bible and ask you this Bible for your biblical arsenal, and it is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am coming out of New King James. And yes, I do read King James, but New King James is what God sent me so that I can teach from it so it's understood, so everything falls in place for even the new Christian, for that baby Christian, for that person just now starting to listen to the word. Once you have got all of this, you can go to King James and read it from King James. It is helpful to read King James. But New King James is King James with a little bit of modern language and understanding. So my King James readers, don't get bent out of shape that I'm coming out of New King James. Because this Bible also comes in King James, as well as in NIV, as well as, I think, NLT as well. God has blessed Dr. Stanley to write this word, to give it to God's people. So when I say life lessons, life questions, those are coming from Dr. Stanley, and God will sometimes give me a word to add to it, but I will not add to God's word. The word of God stands alone, and we stand on it, believing in it. Whew. God carries us through. He loves us. And he asks us to bless us. And he said, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself, the word is gone out of my mouth. Whew. In righteousness, and shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall name, shall take an oath. We are taking an oath, not to the world, but to the one God that created it. No man is more important than God. If you are looking to people, places, or things, and that's what you are worshiping, you are in idolatry. God is the absolute. Hallelujah. God is the absolute. And it says in Isaiah, I have not spoken in secret, Isaiah 45:19, if we truly desire to know God's will so that we may do it, God will move heaven and earth if necessary to show us what it is. We never have to worry that we might inadvertently miss it. Isaiah 46:4, even the gray hairs I will carry you. Woo! Even two gray hairs. And I can say this, even two these gray hairs on my head, God has carried me. He has carried me when I was hit by a car and didn't die. He has carried me through car accidents. He has carried me through fall, carried me through broken limbs. He has carried me through grief. He has carried me through so many things that I can only say thank you, God. He has carried you, and we need to stand on his word. Even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Oh, hallelujah. Think that through. He has carried us. He has carried us. We do not carry ourselves. God carries us. God takes us through. God delivers us from the snares of the evil one. God is in charge. And when we stand on his word, not our own, that we look to him and not to ourselves. When we know that we know in our hearts that there is none like our God. And I was reading my scripture for the day, my verse for the day for Bible Gateway was, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. We got this every day, not sometimes, not only when we in need. We seek him every day and wake up telling him thank you. Because he didn't have to give you a do-over. He didn't have to give you another day. He didn't have to do anything. All he had to do was just be God. But he wants us to know him and to love him. And it says we grow old. That's what Dr. Stanley tells us. We grow old, but God never does. He is the Ancient of Days. And we're going to go to Daniel chapter 7. And we're going to go to verses 9, but we might go to Daniel 7 and just read all of verse 7 and 9 is what it tells us. And Dr. Stanley says, be held till the thrones and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame and his wheels as burning fire. Ooh, I'm going to read all of this. We got to go back a little bit. Ooh, I love God, and I love the word of God. And I know we'll read this again when we get to Daniel. But it's just in my heart to share this with you. It says, after this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast. He's talking that Revelation word about the beast. But then it tells us as we go through, and it goes in the verse, and it says, consider the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the root. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days sat, whose garment was white as snow. He's talking about that. And the hair of his head like pure wool. Hallelujah. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels that's burning fire. We got to trust God. We got to know that he sits on his throne of glory, that he sits on his throne of grace, that he sits waiting and knowing that we are his and he is ours. Hallelujah. And as we go down to verse number 13, it says, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man, came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And then Daniel went down to, Dr. Stanley went down to chapter 7, verse 22. And we're talking the Ancient of Days. It says, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed one day. Oh, hallelujah. And it says in verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stampede the residue of his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up in this whole room, 3 fell even of that horn, had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellow. I beheld that same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and things to change times and laws. Did you catch that? And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. We got to understand that Antichrist is coming. But the judgment shall sit and shall take away his dominion to consume and to devour it until the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the man. As for me, Daniel, my cognition must trouble me, and my countenance change in me, that I keep the manner in my heart. God has given us a warning. He's given us an understanding. He is the Ancient of Days. And as Dr. Stanley says, we grow old, but God never does. He is the Ancient of Days, but he remains as strong to sustain you today as he was in the days of Paul and Moses, or Abraham, or Noah, or Adam. Isaiah 46:9-10, I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. According to some estimates, almost 30% of the Bible concerned future events at the time it was written. God declares to us the end from the beginning so that we might trust both him and his word. Are you trusting God's word today? In our psalm this morning, 111 Psalm verses 1 through 6, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them to the heritage of the nation. Proverbs 26:10. The great God who formed everything gives the fool his hire and the transgressor his wages. But as we go to our life lesson from the 111th Psalm, verse number 2, the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. and as Dr. Stanley tells us, we always take a keen interest in the activities and projects of those we deeply love. So it is natural that we should love to study the works of God, beginning with the Bible. And all I can say is yes, Lord, and amen. I love the word of God. Galatians chapter 5. And we know this is the word with the fruit of the Spirit, but it also tells us about the flesh. So let's get into this word, because it also is a awesome word that we all need to hear. Call a friend, text a friend, tell them to tune in to Moving Forward, where there is true Bible study, because we're reading the word of God. You know, I love reading the word of God, because the word is now in the atmosphere. All someone has to do is catch it, because the word is there. And that is my assignment, to put God's word into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And the word of God in Galatians chapter 5 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become entangled, estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law. From grace. But we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through what? Love. I'm going to read it again. And this is what Paul has to say. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through love. You run well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. But you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. I say it again, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even to this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And we as mankind are forgetting that tenet. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. We are forgetting how to love. There's so much hatred. So many folks want to go violently take over this or that. We got to stop it. Children losing their minds in Wawa's and tearing up the place. Come on, y'all. What is going on in our world? We've got to pray. Changing things. But above, no, nothing is above prayer. But in prayer, we've got to love. Thank you, God. In prayer, we've got to love. Jesus told us what the greatest commandment was, to love the Lord our God. There's only one. We just read it in Isaiah. Only one. There's only one God. And we are to love him with every part of our being, with our heart, with our soul, with our mind. And we got to love him with our strength, too. But Jesus said, our heart, our soul, a mind. We got to love the Lord our God. And we got to love our neighbor as ourselves. And these two commandments stand the law of the prophets. And if you go to the Ten Commandments, divided in half, the first five are dealing with loving God. And the second half, the second five are dealing with loving your neighbor. Don't believe me. Go and read it. But anyway, let's get back into the word. It says, but if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. And this is what Paul tells us, and I know this is through the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are, number one, for all those out there that want to talk about everybody and everything else, adultery. It's right there on top. God talked about it in the top 10. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's up there in the 10. And Paul tells you again, the lust of the flesh, the works of the flesh are evident. What are they? Idolatry, top 10. Fornication, uncleanliness. Ooh. Lewdness, come on now. Idolatry, up there in the top 10. Sorcery, hatred, come on down. Contention, jealousy, outburst of wrath, come on. Selfish ambition, dissension, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, robbery, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I'll read it again. The lust of the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelry, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, that first one, is love. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the love, but the greatest of these is love. We got to love each other. Don't let somebody divide you, divide families, have folks hating on each other. Love. Love is of God. If somebody's got you divisive and hateful and hating your brothers and your sisters on lines of anything other than, whew, the flesh, they are not of God. And God does not have anything to do with that. We got to love God before we love people. Then we love people. Love God, then you love his people. But you got to love God first, then you can love your neighbor. First and great commandment is to love the Lord your God. And the second is to love each other. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. And I love these life lessons from this word. And it says in Galatians 5:13, do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. You heard that right. In some ways, it's a lot easier to live by set of rules. Do this, don't do that. But while living by rules may seem easier, in fact, it's not living at all. And we're going to go over to 2 Corinthians 3:6. Join me in 2 Corinthians, New Testament. Chapter 3:6. And it says this, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Sam. 2 Corinthians 3:6. And to go back and get it all in context, it says this in verse 4, and such trust have we through Christ to God, Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death written and engraved in stone was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly hold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministers of the Spirit be rather glorious? Must the ministration of condemnation be glory more? But what doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory? But even that which was made glorious had no glory in its respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken down in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is gone away in Christ. And as we know, at the crucifixion, the veil was torn asunder. And as Dr. Stanley tells us, grace gives us the freedom to explore creative, helpful ways to encourage and build up one another. Why would anyone who truly loves Jesus want to use the cross brought freedom to do anything that disgraces his name? And in Galatians 22-23, what if, this is a question for you this morning as we get ready to wrap up, what is the fruit of the Spirit and how does it grow in me? And Dr. Stanley gives us this great example, and he says, the closer you get to believers who truly walk in the Spirit, the better they look. You don't get the impression that they're hiding something. They radiate integrity. You feel you could trust them with your most intimate secrets. You may even find yourself opening up to them in a way quite uncharacteristic for you. Of course, they're not perfect. You will likely hear more apologies from the lips of those who walk by the Spirit than for any other group. Their sensitivity to the Spirit provides them with an uncanny ability to know when they have offended or hurt someone. And their internal security allows them to respond quickly once they realize their sin or error in judgment. They never still afraid to admit their faults. Yet they always remember they have within them the power to rise above their fleshly appetites and desires. Specifically, their lives exclude 9 virtues. Love. Their lives exude 9 virtues. And the first virtue is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, kindness, and talking to fruit, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I won't give a blow-by-blow description of each quality because I think such an elaboration creates a problem. In preparing to write this, I read from several books that gave expanded definitions of each quality. When I read about kindness, I quickly became preoccupied with being more kind. I began to think of all the unkind things I had done and said recently. Then I asked God to make me a kinder person. I found myself launching out on a mission of kindness. When I read about gentleness, the same thing happened. I realized how abrupt and insensitive I could be. So I told God how much gentler I was going to be. Do you see the problem? I need to act more loving. I need to be more patient. I need to exclude more self-control. That's what Dr. Stanley says. I believe Paul listed these virtues and moved on for one simple reason. They aren't given to us as goals to pursue because you and I cannot produce fruit. The Holy Spirit is the producer. We are merely the bearers. The fruit of the Spirit was never intended to demonstrate our dedication and resolve whether it will reveal our dependency on and sensitivity to the prompting of the Spirit. Fruit is not simply one mark of a Spirit-filled life. It is a preeminent mark. And in Galatians 5:24, as we wrap up this morning life lesson, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Everyone who is Christ died with the Savior on the cross. Believers must also crucify the fleshly desires connected with their as yet unglorified body. Praise the Lord this morning. And as we get ready to wrap up this morning, a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our word for this morning from our sister in Christ is this. Good morning. Worry is a conversation you have with yourself about things you cannot change. Prayer is a conversation you have with God about things he can change. Have a tell it to God Tuesday. And I love what yesterday's word said. It says, good morning. Don't be afraid to shut a door when that season is ended. God already has a better one open for you. And I did have a moving on Monday. I had a good day yesterday, and I thank God for it. And I thank God for our sister in Christ, from her gift from God, to give us a word to just get us through the day. And one more time, for those that are living in Florida in the panhandle, that are bracing for this awful storm that's coming from Hurricane Ian. I say to you, worry is a conversation you have with yourself about things you cannot change. You cannot change the weather. Prayer is a conversation you have with God about things you can change. I'm going to tell it to God Tuesday. And as we wrap up this morning with our daily prayer, from our little 365 Days of Prayer life book, our prayer for today, anchored. Let him ask in faith with no doubting. But he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Steadfast one, you are my firm foundation, the anchor. Come and wave doubt. Try to toss me, you keep me grounded, tied to your truth that sets me free. Lord, let my heart be full of faith, approaching you without doubt. There is no one like you who is rich in mercy and patient in kindness. I could not find a more welcoming counselor. You caused all my defenses to fall. Every wall of self-protection comes tumbling down in the presence of your purely motivated affection. I won't fear being lost at sea to a storm of confusion because the anchor of your love keeps me right where I need to be. We'll take up the route again once the storm is past. How encouraging it is to know that you are never discouraged. I cling to your confidence where my own is severely lacking. If you have no doubt, then I don't need them either. What is your anchor through the storm of life? And can we say God is always on time? We were talking, I was talking this morning about the storm, and God gave us the prayer. But God is merciful, and he is loving. He is the source of our sin. And as our prayer for yesterday said, all praise to God, the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. And that is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. And that is all I have this morning, family. As we get ready to pray out, I say to you today, keep God first in everything you do, knowing that he has been with you, carrying to the gray hair on your head. God is with you, and he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. And why do I know this? Because his word says so. And we're going to stand on the word of God today. Have a blessed day. We're going to stand on the word of God every day. And as Sister Gail is there, we're going to pray. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for those that you do not know. Pray for the world. And pray for them with a heart believing that the Lord watches between me and thee while we're asking one for each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord, knowing that he is the truth and he is the life. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Make sure you keep him safe in all you do. And I say to you this morning, as we depart, it is a wrap. And I thank you again for listening in this morning, and keep this title in your heart. It is the Lord God who carries, and you can make it personal. Me, even with gray hair. Have a blessed day, family.